to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements. We discuss vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Sam. Good afternoon, everybody.
Both Arnie Gitomer and Dr. Podell are off this weekend, but we do have a special guest with us today, someone who is a little different from the people we usually interview. Her name is Hara Estroff Morano. She is the editor-at-large of Psychology Today magazine. And if you've been listening carefully over the last several weeks, you will have recognized her name as one of the speakers who will be at our May 22nd Lunch and Learn event, which we will tell you a little bit more about later. Hara has written for many publications, and she's the author of three books. The most recent is titled, are you ready for this? It's called A Nation of Wimps, The High Cost of Invasive Parenting. Very interesting title. Most of Hara's writings deals with human behavior, but she has other interests, and that interest is nutrition. And because of this, she created and edits the nutrition section of Psychology Today. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Hara Estroff Morano.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, and I'm looking forward to some interesting conversation.
Don?
Okay, now, what are we going to ask Hara to talk about today? Well, she obviously has a special interest in nutrition and nutritional supplements, but her interest in nutrition is tied in heavily to her interest in mental function, behavioral problems, mind, mood, and so forth. Now, you know, is that really a significant thing? Well, I just happened to be looking over some of the recent literature and happened to see one article that impacts directly on this. It was published in the journal Archives of Neurology, and they reported on their findings about Alzheimer's disease. And what they found was that older adults can significantly lower their risk of Alzheimer's disease if they eat a diet rich in fish, poultry, nuts, tomatoes, dark leafy greens, vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower, and oil and vinegar dressing, as opposed to those who eat diets rich in dairy fat, butter, red meat, and organ meats. Now, the good diet, of course, translates into certain nutrients. Those nutrients are nutrients like folic acid or folate, vitamin E, omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids, and so forth. So my point being that there is a significant connection between diet and, of course, from our standpoint, nutritional supplements with mental health, mental function, behavioral problems, and so forth. So I thought we'd start off by asking Hara which supplements she has found most interesting recently and why. Hara?
Well, I think that everyone needs to supplement their, everyone in the United States certainly probably needs to supplement their diet with vitamin D. And if you've been following the literature, you have to know that when you were growing up, you probably knew that vitamin D was great for your bones. Well, guess what, everybody? Vitamin D turns out to be important for just about every single function in the body. And most of us don't get anywhere near enough. From dietary sources, the only dietary sources of vitamin D are the fat-rich fish that also supply omega-3 fatty acids, which we also need. But the main way you get vitamin D in the body is by sun exposure to the skin. And we don't get that anymore. Kids don't get it because they're not outdoors, as my book, A Nation of Wimps, documents. Their parents want them indoors achieving and doing things, so they're not outside playing. Most people are terrified of the sun, that it's going to damage their skin. Everything has some protection factor in it. Well, the net effect of that is no one gets nowhere near enough vitamin D. And vitamin D levels in the American population have been plummeting for the last 20 years. I just read a study in which 70% of kids do not have sufficient vitamin D levels. And let's just recognize that the standards that are being used for sufficient vitamin D levels are themselves totally insufficient. The government is probably going to increase the recommended vitamin D level. It's just ridiculously low. So
a lot of the doctors still like to tell everybody, well, yes, but you know, you should go and have a blood test run to see what your vitamin D levels actually are before you start taking large doses. I've reached a point, having seen my own results and listening to everybody else tell me their results, it is very rare, as you have already pointed out, to find somebody who doesn't show a deficiency of vitamin D.
And especially as you get older, because the efficiency with which the skin converts sunshine into vitamin D diminishes with age. So as you get older, that becomes another reason to supplement with vitamin D. The darker your skin, the less your skin is going to be converting the sunshine into vitamin D. Of course, the less you're in the sun, the less opportunity you have for the ultraviolet rays to strike your skin and begin the conversion into vitamin D. So I think it's very safe to say, and I'm fairly conservative on these issues, I think it's pretty safe to say that most people could do just fine by starting with 2,000 units of vitamin D. I think that's a pretty safe level. Lots of people take much more than that. But 2,000 units, I think, is a safe way to start.
Well, okay, let me comment on the supplement angle. First, let me take a moment to thank the Solgar Vitamin Company for sponsoring this interview. Solgar supports an educated consumer. They feel an educated consumer is a healthy consumer, and that the more they know about nutrition, the more they'll appreciate a quality vitamin line like Solgar. So we thank you, Solgar, for sponsoring Harris' appearance on the show. Solgar is a good case in point, by the way, with the changes in what's available supplement-wise for vitamin D. The preferred form of vitamin D in supplements, of course, is the 3 form, D3, cholecalciferol. But as a reflection of what you and everybody else is now realizing, you know, we used to think that 400 IUs was a decent potency. Now you'll find companies like Solgar have potencies up to 5,000 units, and it is not at all uncommon anymore for people to be taking 1,000, 2,000 units just in addition to the 400 or so that's in their multivitamin. That's what I've started doing as well. And you have a lot of choices. Solgar, for example, if you're a vegetarian, Solgar has vegetarian versions of the vitamin D3. They have regular soft gels and potencies, as I said, ranging all the way from 400 up to 5,000 units. So taking supplemental vitamin D, you can even get it from a cod liver oil. You can get it, the omega-3 oil that I take has extra vitamin D added to it. I just figure, what the heck, every additional source I can find. So there are plenty of options now for taking extra vitamin D3, and it's hard to argue against taking extra supplemental D. Sam, maybe we should take a little break.
That sounds like a good idea. We'll start taking your calls in a little while, but we will continue our conversation with Hara Estroff-Morano. And perhaps, Hara, you could tell us a little bit about the connection with vitamin D and your mental state. Let me give you the number of the studio if you want to start queuing up for later on. It's 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us related to our subjects today, give us a call. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formulas, your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas.
This is Sam Forbes, and you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements, and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, well, the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. Don't believe me? Well, let me give you some examples. Right now, for instance, in addition to our everyday low price at 20% off, we have the following sales in effect. Doctor's Best, America's Finest and Healthy Origins, 40% off the list price, the full lines. We also have Source Naturals. The full line is on sale at 35% off list. And the full lines of Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Sprung Janssen, Quality of Life, and others, 30% off, and there's more.
Now, the entire Solgar line is also on sale at 25% off list, with some items even higher. Our website now hopefully reflects the true sale price for Solgar, by the way. Nordic Naturals is also on sale. Allergy Research Group is on sale. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, wilner.com, and click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter or request a free product catalog. If you prefer, you can call for the catalog. The number to call is 1-800-633-1106. You can just leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, better yet, visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And you know, while you're on our website at www.wilner.com, and that's with two L's, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your orders on the website as well. Let me give you that website number. It's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll resume with our conversation with Hara Estroff after these words.
You're listening to the sound of a beautiful butterfly flapping its wings in slow motion. At Sprunk Jensen, we'd ask you to remember this butterfly when you visit your favorite natural food store. Why? Find our butterfly and you found our scientifically crafted all-natural herbal remedies. You see, we've rediscovered the ancient Greek-Arabic herbal formulas proven effective over thousands of years. Each of our time-tested and science-based formulas address a specific health issue. Red dry skin, weight loss, cholesterol and glucose levels, even libido and sexual performance. And thanks to our eye-catching butterfly, Sprunk Jensen products are easy to find. Sprunk Jensen, a collection of clinically tested herbal formulas and topical creams dedicated to your well-being. Look for the box with a butterfly.
Now, what if I told you there's a dietary supplement designed to support attention, learning, memory, and other cognitive functions, assist the brain and body in coping with stress, and facilitating growth factor action for brain circuit renewal? Well, there is such a supplement, and it's called Natural Brain Enhancers, and it's from Doctor's Best. How could a supplement be so beneficial to brain function? It's because it contains two unique and powerful nutrients that occur naturally in the human brain and complement each other while supporting virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, glycerophosphocholine, and PS, phosphatidylserine, both are well documented for their benefits and safety of use through more than 30 double-blind trials and hundreds of other human and animal studies. For more detailed information, check www.wilner.com. But you don't need to have already started taking natural brain enhancers from Doctor's Best to appreciate this great deal. During the month of April, Wilner Chemists is featuring natural brain enhancers at one-half price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg. And we're also talking to our special guest, Hara Estroff Morano. And she is the editor-at-large at Psychology Today, and she has a nutritional section in the magazine. And she's here on behalf of Solgar, and she's talking – right now we're talking about vitamin D, but she's going to be talking a lot today about nutrition and, I guess, your mental health.
Well,
exactly.
Let's see, Hara. Did you want to say anything else about vitamin D? I think Sam hinted that maybe you might want to explain the connection to maybe depression or other
things. Right. And depression is just the start of it. Remember I said that we used to think that vitamin D was just a matter of healthy bones. Well, guess what? They've discovered that vitamin D receptors are very widespread in the human brain. Well, they're not there just for decoration. They're there because they function in the brain. So you have to think of vitamin D as brain food, and not even all the mechanisms are clear of what vitamin D does in the brain. What vitamin D does is it's clear that it has a role in depression. It used to be thought that it was the sunlight that strictly related to depression. Now there's evidence that it's the actual conversion of sunlight into vitamin D that relieves depression, that certainly has a role in relieving depression. The other thing, vitamin D is also necessary for the development of the brain. So it's important not just for adults, but for children. So it plays a role in the full development of the brain. And it plays a role with speed of the speed of information processing, which is a major component of intelligence. We all want to be smart. There are many demands on our brains these days, increasing demands on our intelligence. So this becomes another reason why we need vitamin D.
In addition, I
just want to say that vitamin D is kind of important for general processes of regulating inflammation. Inflammation is just sort of a general wear and tear effect on the body and the brain, and we need multiple ways to attack the inflammation. That seems to play a role in Alzheimer's disease, aging, cardiovascular diseases, all conditions that affect mental performance.
Okay. Now, I wasn't going to open the phone lines quite yet because I want to cover a few more nutrients, but there is somebody with a question about vitamin D in their car. So maybe we'll take that call. However, before we even do that, I have a nice little offer for you that Howard was able to arrange. Anybody who calls in and we take their call today, if you're interested and you leave your name and your address with our screener, you will get a free 1-year subscription to Psychology Today. Is that correct, Howard?
That's absolutely correct.
How's that for a deal, folks? So when we tell you to start calling in, which is not quite yet, leave your name and address, and you can take advantage of a free 1-year subscription to Psychology Today. Okay, but let's see. Sam, let's see if we can squeeze in this real quick question from Shora in your car. Hi, Shora. How can we help you?
Quickly. Hi. I have a question. No one's touched upon taking too much vitamin D and what the symptoms might be. I've been taking 5,000 units for quite a while.
Okay.
Let
me answer you real quickly because we're up against a hard break. That used to be a big concern. It's less of a concern now. Many researchers believe you can take up to like 10,000 units a day for a long period of time and not have problems. But there can, you know, vitamin D is fat soluble. It can be a problem over time. If you have hyperparathyroidism, for example, obviously you shouldn't be taking high levels of vitamin D without seeing a doctor. If you have any kind of health problem that might be affected by vitamin D, yes, you should be a little bit more careful. It might be people with the kidney stone problems, things of that sort, might want to be extra careful. But again, now the benefits so much outweigh the risks that we're not that concerned about the toxicity anymore. 5,000, 2,000, 1,000 a day, the average healthy person doesn't need to worry. Okay, all right. Thanks for that call, Shora. Okay, Sam, are we approaching the time for the traffic break? Do we have a few minutes?
We have a few seconds, but you're listening to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, and we're talking to Hara Estroff-Morano, who is talking to us today about vitamins, nutrition, and your mental health. And general health as well, and we'll be continuing our discussion with her just after these few words.
The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways, and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex. Combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, let's get a quick check of the traffic.
The John Gambling Show.
All ideas, all attitudes are welcome. Just because you might have a differing viewpoint from mine, you know, it's okay.
John Gambling.
The government is not going to be there. This is like the third rail of politics. The legislature has nobody else to blame. They are the people that vote on these budgets and make these budgets and spend these money.
John Gambling, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9 on News Talk Radio 710 WOR. News Talk Radio, 710 WOR. John Gambling, weekday mornings. News.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Stevie Window!
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Wilner Window. I'm Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and our special guest, Hara Estroff-Morano. Don?
Okay. Hara, of course, is the editor-at-large of Psychology Today magazine, and we're talking about nutrients and supplements that are connected to psychological things, okay? We've really only talked about vitamin D. We'll move on to a few other ones. I know there are probably a lot of you who want to ask Hara some questions. So if you want to start calling in now, we'll try to get to the calls in a little while, and maybe we can impose on Hara to stay for the second hour as well. So we'll take your calls then. And like I said, first, let me kind of repeat that Hara is here as a courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company. Solgar supports an educated consumer, and that's why they do things like this, and we thank them. And also, Hara has been kind enough to arrange for those who do call in and talk to us to get a free one-year subscription to Psychology Today magazine. Okay. Having said all of that, Hara, what would be the next nutrient that you have been interested in recently?
Well, I want to go back a step and say one or two more things about vitamin D, if I can. And that is, we all know that allergies and especially asthma are increasing among kids. And there's lots of new evidence that vitamin D plays a very important role. Now, I bring this up because your brain isn't going to function unless you're breathing and breathing well. So, you know, it's kind of a very basic.
I think a lot of things won't function if you're not breathing, you know.
Right. It's kind of a very basic connection to mental functioning. And so a lot of immune processes and even autoimmune processes are regulated by vitamin D. So now there's a lot of evidence that multiple sclerosis can possibly be kicked off by low vitamin D, because vitamin D regulates the immune system and it suppresses autoimmune reactions. And vitamin D, studies are now showing that vitamin D supplements decrease the need for steroids in kids who are being treated for asthma. So I wanted to get that in.
Well, yeah, let me just, I think, you know, basically the bottom line here, and this is what we've been saying, you know, certain nutrients, they reach a point where the preponderance of evidence of benefit becomes so great, so many benefits, and on the other hand, the negatives are so minor that it's hard to not recommend that almost everybody take additional amounts of these particular nutrients. And vitamin D, I think, has reached that point. It is, you know, in your multivitamin, whether you're taking a one-a-day multi or something a little bit more comprehensive, you're probably only getting 400 units of vitamin D. And if you don't eat a lot of dairy products, which a lot of us don't anymore, we're cutting back on dairy products, and if, as Hara mentioned, you're not out in the sun very much, you really, the odds are you really should be taking additional vitamin D, and you know it's not an expensive supplement. It's very reasonably priced. You have all sorts of potencies. I mentioned, and now you can get anywhere from 400, 600, 1,000, 2,000 units, 5,000 units. No excuse for not taking vitamin D. Okay, I just wanted to kind of recap on that, Howard. What's your next favorite supplement?
Well, my next favorite supplement would have to be some version of fish oil. This is almost, dare I say it, a no-brainer.
Is that a little Psychology of Today joke?
That's it. Not even. Just spur of the moment. And once again, there has just been a huge change in the diet that we were meant to eat and the diet that we do eat. And what we come up with is that most of us are not getting anywhere near what we need in terms of the two major fatty acids supplied by fish oil, which are DHA and EPA, docosahexaenoic acid and eicosapentaenoic acid. And they're very important from pre-birth onward. They're important for the growth of the nervous system to begin with, for the myelination of the nervous system, which is basically like laying down the insulation for all the nerves that will form. They're essential for visual acuity, visual development in kids, and for all of those same functions in adults. And there have been some really interesting studies on fish oil supplements and mental function and improvement in mental disorders. And I'd be happy to talk about them, too. But I think one of the most important things to realize is it's not just necessary to get the right levels of intake of the fatty acids, the omega-3 fatty acids. It's also necessary to cut down on, in a sense, what are called the opposing fatty acids, the omega-6 fatty acids, which the American diet supplies in overabundance.
Yeah, what Hara is, of course, getting at is indeed a very key point, and you know, we explain this at times. You know, why do these omega-3 oils do what they do? What is the value of an EPA DHA? Why do they reduce inflammation? Why do they do all these good things? Well, the reason is that they are precursors to prostaglandins, and your body can generate good prostaglandins and bad prostaglandins. The EPA DHA and the GLA type of from borage oil, these fatty acids lead to good prostaglandins. Prostaglandins, for example, which will reduce inflammation. The fatty acids that are in meat and dairy products will lead to a different prostaglandin that will increase inflammation. So what Hara is explaining to you is that we have a balance of these things in our body, and the typical American diet, because we have too high an intake of these bad fatty acids leading to too much of the bad prostaglandins, this is the underlying problem we have to create. So while you increase your level of supplemental or dietary EPA DHA, to really get the benefit, you need to decrease your intake of the bad fats, which are found in things like meat and dairy, okay?
Not to mention all those fried foods.
Yes. Well, then we get into hydrogenated oils, which is another whole story.
Yeah, but the basically most of the oils that in which foods are fried contain omega-6s, and they're actually the major source in the American diet. It's now believed that 20% of the calories that people take in represent omega-6s. And this is a huge shift from the diet that we were really meant to consume.
And of course, the other beneficial oil, it would be the monounsaturated oils like olive oil. So even if you can switch some of those omega-6 rich oils to things like olive oil, you'll be doing yourself good. You agree with that, Hara?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good. All right. Now, the other, I'm trying to bring in Solgar products here since they are kind of footing the bill here. One of the things I like, and I'd like to get your reaction to this, Howard, not only the fish oil supplements per se, but I like these products that are blends of the good fatty acids, not only the fish oil supplements, but maybe a borage oil, blackcurrant oil, a flaxseed oil, so that they end up having a mixture of the omega-3 and the good omega-6 fats. I sort of like that kind of a product, and Solgar has one called EFA 1300. It has equal amounts of fish, flax, and borage. Have you ever tried a product like that, Howard?
No, I haven't. And I actually do not take a fish oil supplement. Everyone else in my family, my kids and their little kids do. But I actually make a point of eating sardines for lunch most of the time. And that's a way of being sure that I get sufficient omega-3 fatty acids in my diet without getting...
Well, sardines actually have multiple benefits. Not only are they a good source of omega-3 oils, I get the ones that are packed like an olive oil or vegetable oil. I think it's olive oil. And they also have a decent amount of calcium, you know, assuming that you eat the whole sardine. So
right.
I think it's one of the healthiest foods out there.
Definitely. Great source of protein, a source of calcium because the bones are still in the fish. They're the fish that are very low on the food chain, so they're very small. There's no accumulation of mercury in their fats. They're really healthy for you.
Good. Okay, Sam, what do you say we take a little break, and then maybe even though we still have a lot of things to talk about, we'll start taking a few phone calls. How's that sound?
That sounds great. You're listening to The Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and our special guest, Hara Estroff-Morano. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you'd like to ask Hara a question, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Okay, here's an event you won't want to miss out on, the annual Wilner Chemist Lunch and Learn Health Symposium. It'll be a day of educational lectures and good food at the Flat Hotel in Midtown Manhattan on May 22nd. Dr. Joy Brown will be there. We'll have Dr. Robert Barry talking about QH. Dr. Felicia Stoller's talk will cover health options for healthy retirement years. Hara Estroff-Morano, the editor-at-large of Psychology Today, will be talking about women's health issues. Mitchell Coven, medical herbalist, will cover sleep, anxiety, and stress. And Jack Chalam and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke will explore treatments for stress and fatigue. Each attendee will receive free books, free products, and other valuable items worth more than the cost of registration. For more information, go to our website, wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Don't forget, May 22nd, our annual Lunch and Learn Health Symposium, brought to you by Wilner Chemist, Solgar Vitamin Company, Konica, and WOR Radio. We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists. Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength specially processed licorice extract from the number one DGL brand available, enzymatic therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains UltraSoothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive
digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. L-Enzymatic Therapy products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Sam Forbes, and before we get to your telephone questions, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price.
Okay, well, we seem to have hit a note here on the vitamin D. We have a number of people who are lined up on the phones. Maybe, Howard, we should take a moment and answer a few questions. Is that okay with you?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, let's go to the phones then and talk to Marilyn from Queens. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Marilyn. How can we help you?
Thank you so much. This is such an important point for me because my daughter feels that my two grandchildren, 3 and 5, are getting sufficient vitamin D with their milk. But I see that they barely drink and it isn't sufficient. What would you recommend? It can be given, I know, in liquid form. How much would you suggest for a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old?
Well, I'll let Hara give you her opinion in a moment. I would think I would probably suggest that she discuss it first with her pediatrician because I don't think that any pediatrician today is going to not appreciate the importance of making sure that the kids get optimal levels of vitamin D. So your daughter will probably feel more comfortable if the pediatrician makes a recommendation, and I would suspect that he definitely will suggest additional vitamin D. Are the children taking a good multivitamin? They should be.
No, she does not give them. It's been such a sore point with me, so that's the reason I'm calling.
Again, I would suggest that even that she discuss with the pediatrician. You know, I'm sure Howard, you know, who has done a lot of work on autism and other children's problems, will have a lot to contribute. But, you know, are there plenty of good chewable multivitamins out there? Solgar makes a product called Kangavites that I would suggest, and even those will give at least some extra vitamin D. Howard, what do you have to say?
Well, I certainly agree that the kids are not getting enough vitamin D from the milk that they're not drinking. And even if they were drinking it, they still wouldn't be getting enough vitamin D. It's just not possible to get enough from a glass of milk. And I do think a supplement is worthwhile, and I agree with Don. The best way to know would be to check with a pediatrician on a dosage and on a form. And that way, she could feel very comfortable. Your daughter can feel comfortable about what her kids are getting.
Yeah, I mean, they even have, you know, when now that they, if you remember when you were a kid, you probably were given cod liver oil.
Oh, yes.
And it tasted terrible and everything.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved cod liver oil.
Okay, well.
I did.
Okay, but nowadays they have liquids, you know, liquid cod liver oils and things like that are so good tasting, you don't even realize that it's from fish. So, again, there's no excuse for not utilizing a vitamin D supplement, but there will always be people who, for whatever reason, are resistant to supplements in general and so forth. So that's why I'm saying if your daughter is in that category, and it sounds like she is, she's going to need to have somebody, you know, not you, because she won't believe you, and she probably won't believe us or what you tell her we said. Try to get her pediatrician involved.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, yes.
Okay,
thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn, and good luck, okay? Let's see. All right, I think we let's go to Rose in Red Bank. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Rose. How can we help you?
Yes, good afternoon. I take a calcium when it has 500 units of D3. I take that three times a day, so that's 1,500. Now, I took a blood test, and the number of my D came 31, which I think is low.
Join the club. That's what I was saying earlier. I mean, everybody is getting these tests now, and everybody's finding, or I shouldn't say everybody, but almost everybody is finding that their levels are still low, even though they're supplementing with what we used to think was an adequate level of calcium,
yes,
of vitamin D. So the answer to your question, even though you haven't asked the question yet, is take more vitamin D.
Yes, I'd like to take more. Now, how much more can I take to raise that?
If you've been taking a minimum of 1,500, you didn't say how much might be in your multivitamin. Hopefully, you're taking a multivitamin also.
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, just taking calcium or calcium and vitamin D is not enough. You need magnesium. You need the other trace minerals. So
yes,
make sure. Okay, good. All right, well, then there's probably at least another 400 in your multivitamin, right?
Right.
Okay, so you're already getting a 2,000. If you've been taking that for a period of time and your levels are low, I don't think there's any reason why you couldn't take another 2,000, 3,000 units a day, maybe even more, for a short period of time until you go back to your doctor again. Even if you took 5,000 more a day for another month or 2 months or 3 months and then went back to your doctor, have another blood test and see what happens.
Yeah. Now, when I take the calcium with the D three times a day, now how would I increase the extra D three times?
I just take it with meals. I've now added, I think I'm taking a Solgar 600 units. I take one in the morning and one in the evening with my other vitamins.
Oh, really? It doesn't have to be taken with the calcium?
No, not really.
No?
The whole reason that we used to be worried about vitamin D toxicity is that it does get, or supposedly is stored in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So the vitamin D, you don't have to worry about the timing quite as much as you do with the other water-soluble vitamins.
Well, I would say, though, D is a fat-soluble vitamin, so its delivery is through fats. So it's probably best to take it with a meal, especially a meal that maybe you take your fish oil or any other kinds of fats, because the fats in the food and the fish oil and other types of fatty acids will help carry the D throughout your body.
Right.
So I would say take it with food or a fat.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, so you think I can go up to 5,000?
I'm not sure I'd say go over that, but I would say at least another couple thousand, another 2,000 or 3,000, and
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And then get tested again. That way you'll know. You know, short term is not a problem. You know, a long term you have to be careful of.
Now, what's the proper amount of the D in the, when you have a blood test? What should the number be?
Oh, I don't. Sam, do
well,
you know?
Well, it's about 30. The minimum 30 is the bottom level. And it can go up, I think, levels go from 30 to 70 or something.
Yeah, mine is 31, and I thought it was low.
Well, that's low normal, I guess you can call it. I mean, you could probably take it.
Yeah, that's something that your doctor needs to tell you. I mean, you shouldn't be the one who's deciding if it's low or not. It should either say on the report what the normal range is, what the high and lows are, or your doctor should go over it with you and tell you if indeed it's low. So if you haven't discussed it with your doctor, you know, that's always the wisest thing to do, okay?
Exactly. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Rose, thank you very much for that call. Sam, are we about running up to our next break?
Yes, we are. And I guess the vitamin D is sort of taken over the conversation. We hope Hara would stay a little longer so we could maybe cover a little bit more of what she meant to cover other than vitamin D, although it's quite important. So, all right, we'll have to take a pause for a moment for this brief message. We'll see you on the other side.
We all
know how important omega-3 oils are to our health. Omega-3 oils, DHA in particular, are especially important to infants and children. DHA is critical for normal brain and vision development, so there is no question that we should supplement a child's diet with DHA-rich fish oil supplements. The problem is that sometimes the smell and taste of fish can be a problem, especially for babies and young children. Good news. TwinLab has come up with a great solution, children's omega-3 powder. That's right, DHA-rich omega-3 in a powder form. It comes in little stick packs and blends quickly and easily into everyday foods and drinks. What a great idea. I know a lot of adults could use this as well. TwinLab Children's Omega-3 Powder, a new novel way to supplement with DHA and EPA. Now, providing your children with the nutrients they need for optimal brain and vision development is easy. TwinLab's new Omega-3 Powder is the answer. Now available at Wilner Chemist's, 40% off list price.
All right, this is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and our special guest, Hara Estroff Morano, who's agreed to stay on for the second hour because I think she has a lot more to cover about mental health and your health and supplements. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with a true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price. And I want to remind you, of course, that this is a two-hour program, and we hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour, and we'll be right back after the news. So hang in there, folks. We'll get to your questions and after these words in the news, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window.